can turn those up.
Hello.
Welcome to Who Cut the Cheese? I don't know if this is the first, but it is the best cheese review show brought to you through the KDBS airwaves. You are listening to KDBS Davis 90.3 FM. And we have
a quick announcement. The following views presented in this hour do not reflect the views of KDBS, KDBS sponsors, or the University of California as a whole.
Yeah, we don't want to get our cheese opinions, you know, affiliated with this university.
Yeah, and maybe our following views don't reflect KDBS or the University of California, but they do reflect us as like cheese lovers and connoisseurs.
Should we introduce ourselves as well?
Oh yeah. okay. Hello everybody. I am one of your hosts. I am DJ Hayes.
Hi, I'm DJ A-Zone.
What up, y'all? I'm DJ Mad Dog. This is not our first time having a PA show together, but it is after we had a quick break last two seasons. We didn't have a PA show, but we're back better than ever now.
Yeah, we have a couple cheeses for you that we tasted and reviewed and, you know, kind of like... put a lot of thought into like making sure that we had like the best opinion on them.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. So pretty much the way it's gonna work is every week we're gonna review a new cheese or two cheeses.
Every other week.
Yes, we're an every other week show, and we're gonna be reviewing like two, maybe three. We'll see how it works out. Cheeses.
Yeah. We're still figuring
our opinions.
Out the details.
Yeah.
Really quickly, we have a poem that we would like to share with you all before we start. Cheese is one food that I really adore. Every day, I seem to eat more and more. Why? There is red Leicester, Gouda, and Gruyere, and Brie, and mild Gorgonzola on rye is for me. Mozzarella is simply nice on its own, while Edam on toast I can surely condone. By Jana Tierney. Cheese, please.
Cheese, please.
I couldn't have said it better myself.
It ain't easy being cheesy.
So, we tried two different cheeses for y'all. We tried a champagne cheddar.
Vintage.
And it was vintage.
Very fancy.
And we tried a goat cheese called Purple Haze, which was lavender and fennel flavored. So I think...
What should we start with?
I think we should start off with our cheddar. Do you want to take it away with some history?
Some facts. Okay. So I did a little research prep. So, cheddar cheese, it was first crafted in the 12th century, and this next fact is gonna sound like a joke, but it's real. It was founded in Cheddar Village.
You're lying.
In Cheddar Village.
That's crazy.
In Somerset, England.
What are the odds?
DJ Hayes, do you remember what the cool things you can do in Somerset, England are?
Yeah, if you're ever in Somerset, England, in the village of Cheddar, you're able to explore... You're able to explore Cheddar Gorge.
Bro, that sounds awesome.
Yeah, and you're able to go and explore the Cheddar Gorge and caves. So it seems like a very beautiful village, a very lovely little town.
Where cheddar cheese is essential.
Where cheddar cheese is essential, where cheddar cheese was born, which is quite awesome.
So... Wait, Mad Dog, you have some more.
I do have some more
cheddar facts.
A couple more cheddar facts. I'm not going to read that long one, but cheddar is like a lot of cheddar is normally aged. You can have young cheddar cheese. It's going to be more smooth. And then the longer it's aged is the more crumbly. So when people like picture cheddar cheese, or at least me, I picture a more crumbly cheese. And the different names indicate how long it's been aged. So a mild cheddar cheese means 1 to 3 months aged. Semi-sharp is 3 to 6 months. Sharp or matured is 6 to 12. And then vintage is 12 to 24 months aged. And that's when it can begin to get a little more salty. It becomes super crumbly. And the cheese that we had was a vintage cheddar cheese. So it was aged anywhere from 12 to 24 months. More than 2 years, it can start to become not as good, but...
See, I had no idea that the names reflected how
Me
old they
neither.
Were. I feel like now I'm going to walk around the grocery store and be like, oh, mild hasn't been with us that long. Like,
yeah, I don't know. I feel like you say that crumbly cheese is like what you picture when you picture cheddar, but I honestly picture like a block of like orange, you know, very firm cheese.
Yeah, then
like
that's a very young.
Waxy, almost... Not, like, American cheese texture, obviously, but, like...
Similar to American cheese.
Yeah, like a smoother cut, I'd say. Which is not what we experienced with this vintage cheddar.
No. And the color will also indicate how long it's been aged, because, like, the more orange a cheese is, it's going to be a younger cheese, for sure.
Do you have any more facts for us?
That was all I prepared for cheddar cheese, so I think we can start to get into...
Well, kind of on that note, you were saying that the color also indicates it, and that makes perfect sense because our vintage cheddar was close
white.
To white. Yeah.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
So, we're just going to start with the champagne cheddar cheese.
Yeah.
This was the Somerdale Grand Reserve Champagne Cheddar Cheese Vintage, is what it read on the label.
From Somerdale Farms.
Basically, how we decided on like our rankings and a review for this is we went through presentation, smell, taste, texture, and name.
So I feel like maybe we should start by talking about the experience of eating this cheese and
like
why
set
we
the
picked
scene.
It and like
yeah.
what it looks like and such.
Yeah. So it was a very, you know, nicely, I mean, do we want to start with the presentation?
Yeah.
We can start with that. So it was a very nicely presented cheese.
Yeah, it was classic.
Had, a green wax. Shell
very classy
around it, and that with the white of the cheese was like a very nice combination.
Contrast.
That's actually why we bought it, because we were trying to decide on our cheeses and we saw like the forest green wax on the edge of the wheel and we were like, wait, that's gorgeous.
Yeah, it was gorgeous, and it reminded me of like the label said vintage, and at that time I didn't know like vintage indicated like how long it had been aged. So I was like, oh, this looks like a vintage car. Like it gave that vibe of like those like classic, like primary colored like car situation. Yeah. So
So personally I gave it a 7.5 out of 10 for presentation.
I feel like for me, I also gave it a 7.5. Not a lot to say there.
I did an 8. I think we also ranked this one first. We have the other cheese coming up. We ranked this one first, and I think I was a little like inflated in my ranking. So I think these like first two cheeses compared to the rest, I'm going to be a little bit higher. I gave it an 8 out of 10. I thought it was nothing special, not overdone though.
Yeah. Is there like an overall ranking, like an average?
Yeah. Oh, for... presentation. No,
or
so
it's
just
overall cheese.
Overall cheese average.
Okay, so we'll do that at the end.
And then our individual averages of all the scores.
Oh, gotcha, gotcha. Okay. So I guess we can move on to smell. For me, the smell, I gave it a 4 out of 10. It wasn't super impressive. It did have, like, you know, a little, you know, like, nice stench. But
sorry, it was very mild.
Like,
it was.
Very mild. But I mean, I feel like that's kind of what I expect out of a cheddar cheese. Like, I'm not expecting like a really strong scent.
I feel like, yeah, this is DJ A-Zone. I gave it a 5 for smell because mm-hmm. it's like not good, not bad. Like, it was very, very mild. I feel like to give it a higher score would have been a disservice to like the better smelling cheeses out there that are waiting to be ranked. And to give it a lower score would be a little disrespectful too, because it didn't smell bad in any regard.
I was following that same wavelength. I also did a 5 out of 10. I think it was just like, I don't know,
like
very common smell. It was mid, like, I don't know. It's what I wanted from a cheese, but but like, I don't know. It wasn't anything incredibly special. So yeah, kind of just 5 out of 10. Should we do taste now though? Taste, yeah. I really enjoyed.
And I feel like for taste, this one was really good.
Really good.
And good in a way where it does exactly what it needs to do, but it wasn't anything special, I will say. But I thought it was really good.
And also, like, just to give you a little background on ourselves, we live together, and in our house, I would say we eat cheese and, like, pretty, like, nice, you know, unique cheeses on, like, not a regular basis, but
I would say,
know,
at least bi-weekly we have a solid cheese board.
We've been known.
Yeah. In any kind of event we have at our house, like, it's kind of just expected DJ A-Zone will put together a killer charcuterie board.
Thank you.
So I do think my expectations for how cheeses taste are pretty high.
I felt like a cheese professional when DJ Hayes's mom bought us some cheese, and she brought it back, and it was a cheese that we had actually reviewed before.
Yes, that
and
we
I
had
was like,
already
wow.
had.
Like, we have, like, the NotesApp rankings for it.
Yeah.
So I'll,
should we give numbers for taste?
Yeah, so I'll start again. This is DJ Hayes, by the way. So I gave taste a 9 out of 10, honestly. It was a wonderful cheddar. It had, honestly, an immediate flavor blast.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I have flavor blast written down, too. Yeah.
Me as well.
I think, we said that out. Somebody said that out loud, and it, like, was the perfect way to describe it, because we, like, took a bite out of it, and immediately, like,
it was there.
The flavor, like, hit us in a really, like, nice way. It had a nice aftertaste, and I think it was well done. It wasn't too over the top. And honestly, like, it's called champagne cheddar, and I was able to taste the sweetness from the champagne,
mm-hmm.
or like that certain, like, hint of champagne in it, like, and it hit really nicely.
I agree.
And so I give it a 9 out of 10.
I gave it an 8.5 out of 10. But I had a lot of the same thoughts that, like, I could taste that kind of, like, champagne undertone. And I think it mixed really well because since it was such a, like, aged cheddar, it could be a little more, like, salty and strong. And I think those mellowed it out. And I also wrote down that the aftertaste was really, really good.
The aftertaste was really, I have
so good.
Too.
Yeah, the aftertaste was awesome. And it was, like, one of those, like, aftertastes where you want to go back for more, like, pretty immediately.
And I feel like, to let y'all know kind of how we went about trying these cheeses, we first, like, tasted the cheese on its own, and then we tried the cheese with, like, a bland cracker, and I thought it was pretty good. I thought it was good on its own, and
yes, it was strong
kind of
on its own.
Surprised me, because to be honest, I didn't really eat cheese until, like, 2 years ago, because it kind of scared me. So I was like, I felt really brave eating it without a cracker. But I
love how, no, that was a really, I like, thought, real moment with the audience right there.
But I thought there was a flavor blast at first. It was a really good flavor. And then we also, when we were buying these cheeses, we picked out a jam to pair it with.
Mm-hmm.
And we got a blackberry rosemary jam. And it might have been the perfect combination.
It was so, so good. That, like, salty, sweet, like, mm-hmm. it was really a great pairing.
I think it was definitely, like, a really good cheese to pair with, like, a blackberry jam or, like, I would say, like, a berry jam. Maybe not
yeah.
like strawberry, but,
like, I feel like
something that still is a little tart.
Charcuterie vibes, I'd
yeah.
say.
Yeah.
But, like, ooh, like, it would go really nicely with, like, fig.
I was thinking fig in my head as you said that.
I feel like this would just be a good cheese for a charcuterie board in general, because
it's versatile.
Good on its own, but since it's so mild, it was versatile.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Next up is texture, and I honestly gave the texture a 10 out of 10. I said it was crumbly, creamy. It melted in my mouth. It was really easy to cut. It was easy to like eat with a cracker. And yeah, I think it was overall just like a perfect cheese.
I have the exact same things written down for texture. I gave it 9 out of 10. Crumbly, melted in my mouth very well. Perfect.
See, now I'm thinking next time we review the cheeses, we shouldn't say stuff out loud and we should just have a very silent cheese eating experience, because I want to like hear your guys's like authentic, like not that these thoughts are authentic, but I feel like as we're sharing, someone will say one word and everyone will go, oh, definitely.
Yeah.
Oh, it's definitely that. But maybe we should for next time. Because I also thought it had a good crumble. I gave it a 10 out of 10 for texture, too.
All right, quickly name, then overall, then we got to move on to our second cheese.
I said the name was a 5 out of 10. It got to the point, but it wasn't anything, like, really impressive. Like, it wasn't super creative. It was just kind of saying what the cheese was.
Yep. So. I gave 8 out of 10 because it was accurate, but it wasn't, like, creative by any means.
Yeah, I gave it a 7.5 for those same reasons. And our total average score, which is compiled of all three of our smell, taste, presentation, name, and texture scores, was a 7.5.
Wow.
Oh, that's pretty
strong start, especially considering that we rated it based off things that weren't necessarily like related to flavor. Like, I feel like that's always going to bring down like a better cheese.
And again, just to reiterate, if you're just tuning in, that was our ranking of champagne cheddar cheese, and it was vintage. So we gave it a 7.5 out of 10. So if that interests you, feel free to try that in the future.
So I think for this next cheese, we should each just go around and say all of our thoughts at once.
Okay. I
feel
agree.
Like that will probably be a little faster. Okay.
And I'll do a quick
DJ
overview.
Hayes, do you want to introduce the name of the cheese?
Yeah.
So this cheese is actually called Purple Haze. I think like that's a silly thing. DJ Mad Dog actually has some notes written down about this cheese.
I will quickly go over some goat cheese. So first, just goat cheese in general. This is a really good cheese that if you are lactose intolerant, it can be easier to digest for you than cow milk cheese, because it contains only A2 beta cation protein, while cow milk contains both A1 and A2, so it's easier to digest. It's fresher and softer when it's young, but again, once it's aged, it's firmer and more pungent. It's very versatile, and often there are other herbs in it, which is the case with Purple Haze cheese, which had lavender and fennel. And then just a little bit about this cheese. It's from Cypress Grove Cheese, which is located in Arcata, California, so it's a bit more local. That opened in 1983, and they specialized specifically in goat cheese. And they started in 1971. The woman that ran it bought two goats from her neighbor and started making goat cheese and realized that was her passion in life and decided to do it on a larger scale. So that's a bit about this cheese. And now we can go into our personal rankings.
So I'll start. This is DJ Hayes' ranking. So my presentation was a 6 out of 10 because I think it's really hard to present goat cheese in a way, but I think the packaging, it was like it round and it was like in a package. It had a nice label. And I think that it made it like easy to access it, to open it, to cut it. I mean, the opening part was a little like hard, I think, on our behalf, but it was very nice. So I gave that a 6 out of 10. I said the smell was a 9 out of 10. The fennel came through really nicely in the scent, and like that just like was really great for me. I really love fennel, and so I mean, I guess that, you know, was a huge plus for me. So smell, 9 out of 10. Taste, I gave it a 6 out of 10. It was a really nice goat cheese. You know, no really like hard complaints about it. I just felt like the fennel was really nice, but it didn't come through as much as I was hoping for it. And also it was supposed to have lavender coming through, but I did not taste the lavender. And I was honestly just hoping for that. So taste, 6 out of 10. Texture, I said 7 out of 10. It was a nice, you know, creamy texture. Yeah, very, very nice for a goat cheese. I mean, I'm not expecting anything else from a goat cheese, but... And then the name, I gave it an 8.5 out of 10. It was a cute name, but I feel like it has been done before, but I understand how you get that with, like, you know, lavender and, like, a leafy, like herb.
Oh, hi, should I go?
Yeah, but before that, we actually just got in a call from our very own DJ Dog Juice, I believe. And he shared that his wife used to actually work at that farm that
Whoa.
Made the goat cheese that we tried.
Wow. That's so
wild.
Cool.
That is
that must have been why the cheese was so good.
Of things I want to learn about cheese. That's awesome.
Yeah, so if you have any
thank
other
you for sharing that.
Yes, thank you, DJ Dog Juice. If you have any other cheese related kind of facts or tidbits or requests for cheeses for us to review in the future, feel free to call in. Do you want to say the line?
Yeah, 530-754-5387. You could also find it on our website, kdbs.org, if you would like. Yeah, if you have any, you know, recommendations for any cheeses that we should, you know, try out, you know, we'd take those into consideration. Anyways,
should I quickly go?
Yeah.
All right, this is DJ Mad Dog. I'm going to quickly say my thoughts on the Purple Haze goat cheese. So looks 3 out of 10. This is biased because I had difficulty getting it out of the packaging, which was fully my bad because when DJ A-Zone stepped in, she handled it like a pro. So that's just kind of, I don't know if that's like fully.
No, it was a difficult packaging.
It was a difficult packaging.
We had to go at it with a knife.
Yes, so it was a little bit rough, but texture 8.5 out of 10, very good texture for goat cheese. Goat cheese can tend to throw me off, but this was like the perfect amount of like creamy and smooth, I thought. It was as soft as a goat cheese should be, but it was still firm enough to hold its shape, which made it really good to spread. But also, like, you know, if you wanted to enjoy it in other ways, not spreading it on a cracker or something, I felt like it would have still held up for that. Taste 9 out of 10. I'm a very big goat cheese fan, so again, this is probably a little biased, but goat cheese has become one of my favorite cheeses, which I never knew until we started this journey. The fennel and lavender with the goat was really, really good. I liked the pairing. I liked how it didn't overpower, but again, kind of what DJ Hayes was saying, now that I'm thinking back on it, I could have tasted more fennel and more lavender. Like, I could have seen that come through a little more. But I also loved the taste of goat cheese, so I loved that that was strong. 5 out of 10 for the smell, mild smell. Yeah, I don't know. It did smell really fresh, which I liked. It made it feel pretty healthy. Like, I felt pretty good about eating it because of the smell. The name, 7 out of 10. I liked the creativity, but it wasn't purple, and that kind of threw me off. I know that there was, like, lavender, but, like, I would have loved to see
like
a purple
whatever.
Cheese.
Yeah.
Or
at least like a purple like exterior, like soaked
yes.
in red wine or something.
Yes, something
yeah.
like that. And it also, there wasn't enough lavender, I think, for it to be named Purple Haze.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, those are my quick rankings. Take it away, DJ A-Zone.
So, for smell, I gave it a 6. I thought that it did have a nice smell. I will say, take my rankings with a grain of salt because this is a goat cheese we're reviewing, and I will say that goat cheese typically is not my favorite cheese. Dare I say, it might be my least favorite type of cheese.
Wow.
I won't go too into why I don't like it, but I'll talk about this cheese specifically. So I gave it a 6 for smell. I thought it had a very mild smell, but you could smell the fennel and you could smell the lavender, which I appreciated. For the taste, I gave this one a 4.5 out of 10, which I feel was a bit generous because I didn't want to give it too low of a ranking due to my bias. I thought that it was a milder taste compared to a lot of the goat cheeses I'd tried, especially like the softer goat cheeses I'd tried. I feel like, I will say I've only had 3 goat cheeses in my life and they've been with DJ Mad Dog
wow.
and DJ Hayes like all 3 times. So I don't know. I don't have a lot to say on this, but I thought that it smelled very fresh and the texture was very, very soft and very creamy, but it did have a hold to it, which I thought was interesting. And I liked it. I liked the texture. But I couldn't taste the lavender at all. I thought I could smell it when I first smelled the cheese. But when I was tasting it, I only really tasted those notes of fennel, and they were still not that strong. So I feel like if you're going to advertise yourself as a fennel lavender cheese, like in the packaging and in the name, you have to hit that a little bit harder, which
commit.
They didn't do. So all of our scores averaged was a 6.5. So a little lower than the cheddar, which was a 7.5.
I agree with that.
But it's not a terrible ranking. I feel like we're probably not going to get that many cheeses with crazy low rankings because we are buying cheeses that look good to us. I think we're definitely going to try to get, like, a diversity of flavors on the show. But I do feel that most of our average rankings will stay above a 5.0.
I kind of have that same prediction.
Because we're not really looking to buy cheeses that don't have a presentation that we like, you know, or, like, a
yes.
packaging or a name.
Because that's, like, what draws you in.
Mm-hmm.
And we also ask the people when we go to get cheeses, like, for their recommendation. So we're getting mm-hmm. cheeses that are, like, going to be good. They have a good rep already. And then we just weigh in with our limited but soon to be large knowledge of cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think something that we also could start doing is, like, looking up ways to, like, like things that we should be looking for when we're, like, tasting cheese.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, doing some independent research on how to analyze and taste cheese in the first place.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yep.
But this is our first show, and it was a blast. We are...
A flavor blast.
It was
a flavor blast.
I
honestly... We have a big passion for cheese, and we wanted to, you know, bring us to the air. So I hope some of you out there enjoyed it. If you're looking to get into the cheese game and you feel a little, like, intimidated or afraid by your, like, lack of cheese knowledge, you know, don't fret, because we also just started this journey. Like, my first time having goat cheese was also with DJ A-Zone, and it's one of my favorite cheeses. So don't fret at all. And I think this is about to be the end of our show. Do you guys have any closing thoughts before we pass it on to Concrete with DJ Sunday Gravy? DJ Hayes, DJ A-Zone, any closing thoughts here?
Closing thoughts. Super excited for our next cheese review. Thank you for tuning in. If you did, we really appreciate it. What else to say? Any closing thoughts? I think that's all
I
have.
It ain't easy being cheesy, and remember that if you'd like.
Live by that if
you'd
like.
Would like. I think with that, Who Cut the Cheese is going to come to an end. Stay tuned if you would like to do so. Next show is going to be awesome, in my opinion. DJ Mad Dog out.
DJ Hayes out.
DJ A-Zone out.
You're tuned in to 90.3 KDVS Davis, freeform radio for Northern California.